So I just wanted to start by welcoming you in Nyon. We're so glad to have you for Paléo Festival.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. And I was wondering, as sisters, if music was a big part of your life growing up.
Yes, we used to play music all the time together and to perform. It started in the house where our parents filming us. And then at school and all over Israel, and then abroad. And here we are at Paléo.
Yes, and you've been touring all around Europe. So I guess in some countries you have part of the public that understand the lyrics and the other part that doesn't. How do you feel about that?
I think it's very challenging for listeners that they don't understand the lyrics. It makes them be more aware of the music or more to just enjoy the sounds and the melodies and the rhythm. And they must be curious about it, and it's a good thing.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
I was wondering, what does music allow you to do that you couldn't do in any other way?
First of all, traveling.
Yeah,
we've never traveled so much like we do now. And it's amazing, we get to meet new places and new people, new languages. It's really interesting in expanding our perspective as humans and as artists.
Your song Habib Galbi is all over YouTube. How do you feel about social media and the role it can play for an artist in his career?
Awesome. I love social media. I'm the queen of social media. It's a great way to tell our story and for people, for our fans to follow us, because we post now in the tour. Each day we post at least one photo, and we say where we are, and we share our thoughts and our dreams. And it's a beautiful way and a free way that allows us to reach our audience with no in between. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
it's a direct
connection.
And on stage, now for the interview, in your video clip, you're always amazingly dressed.
Thanks.
I was wondering, what's the link for you between music and fashion?
I think it started when we were very young. We used to take clothes and dresses from our mom's closet and to wear it and to try on other stuff and to dance the belly dancing. And but along the way, we I think me and Tegel, we had a fashion in school, like fashion class, and we just love it. We love blending colors, and we love blending traditional, like old vintage clothings with new stuff,
like
more street fashion. Yeah, and because it's more fun, and it's another way of telling our story and our music.
And this morning I realized that you're just one of the two girls-only bands playing at Paléo this year. So there are
wow.
a few artists who are just women, but just a few. There are lots of bands with just guys, a few with one girl singing, and just girls, it's only two bands. So a band that was
wow.
playing yesterday
then
and you.
And it feels so good to be here right now, because it's so important that we have more women everywhere. And it's part of our messages to empower women and to say we can do whatever we want, and we can be who we are and feel comfortable in our own skin. So I hope to see more women next year.
Yeah, me too. It was really sad to see this morning.
Yeah.
And for you guys, what do you think the future in music industry is going to look like for women?
I hope for women and for artists in general that it will be more easy to put out our music, but also that our rights will be safe. I mean, you have to understand that as much as we love to spread our music and to use the free tools like YouTube and Facebook, Twitter, all the stuff, we also want our music to be credit to have the credit, and it's what we do for a living. Yeah, we need to make a living, artists all over the world. So it has to be protected and well respected, and that's what we hope that the music industry will develop in a good way that helps artists and appreciate them more in many aspects, also they financially and also artistic.
Yeah. Some have trouble comparing you to artists we already know because you're doing something new and refreshing, at least for us. How do you feel about potentially becoming role models for an entire generation in your country, internationally?
Wow, exciting, exciting. It's a lot on our shoulders as yeah. well. But wow, the thought that girls, we hear that girls in Yemen look up to us and they hear our songs, and also young children sometimes or students from all over the world, they come to our shows, and women that say after shows, it's awesome to see three girls in front, you make us stronger. So good. It's how do you say?
Satisfying.
Yeah, it's very satisfying, and we thank all the people that that come to our shows and celebrate with us.
Thank you very much. And just to leave you alone after that, what can we wish you for the next month and years to come?
To continue doing what we do, but develop it more and more, and reach more people. All over in Europe, in the States, in the Middle East, and to create a conversation between people, and continue spreading good music and good love.
Thank you very much.
Merci beaucoup.